buckle up. The Country Music Road Trip Minute starts right now.
Remembering Charlie Pride. Charlie Pride became one of country music's most successful artists. Beginning in the 1960s, he scored 9 top 10 radio hits. By the 70s, he would score 20 number one hits, be named the CMA Entertainer of the Year. Charlie would also become the first country singer ever to perform the national anthem at the Super Bowl. In the 80s, Charlie co-hosted the Academy of Country Music Awards with Mac Davis. He performed at the inauguration of Ronald Reagan, was featured in the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, and scored another 14 top 10 hits. And it's no surprise that 7 of those hits went to number one. In the 90s, the Grand Ole Opry invited Charlie to become a member of the famed institution. He also received a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame in 1999. And in 2000, he was awarded the most prestigious honor in country music, membership into the Country Music Hall of Fame. He's responsible for bringing Ronnie Milsap, Earl Thomas Conley, Davin Sugar, and Neil McCoy all to Nashville and helped them break into the country music business. Throughout all of his successes, Charlie Pride would always say that his greatest accomplishment was his 50-year marriage to his wife.
Find out more on what's happening in Nashville at countrymusicroadtrip.com.